This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've been looking very much forward to interviewing today's guest. She is a luminary in the field of functional medicine, and her specialty is dealing with autoimmunity and with thyroid problems. Her books are The Autoimmune Solution and The Thyroid Connection. She's Dr. Amy Myers. She practices in Austin, Texas, and it's really a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Myers.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, first of all, give us a little bit of your personal background, because I think it's relevant to this story, because you've walked the walk. You've experienced some of these challenges and you've overcome them.
I have. So I am classically trained as a functional medicine doctor. I am trained as a functional medicine physician as well, but I'm classically trained actually originally as an ER physician. I went to medical school. In my second year of medical school, I started having panic attacks and weight loss and insomnia and all kinds of issues that, you know, I was never used to experiencing. Eventually went to the doctor and she told me that it was medical school stress. And I thought, you know, I've been in the Peace Corps. I've lost my mother to cancer the year before. I've never experienced, you know, anything like this before. And it's not really how I handle stress. So I knew that that just was not what was going on. I thought, you know, something is really wrong with me because I don't respond this way to things. And so I demanded a full workup. And she later called me back and told me that I had been diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is, you know, your listeners may be more familiar with Hashimoto's, which is the underactive form of autoimmune thyroid. Mine was the overactive form. So that really explained my weight loss, my insomnia, my panic attacks, and really all the symptoms that I was having.
So you were hyper-revved because your thyroid was in overdrive.
Yes, yes. So everything was revved up, and I was living that in full effect. And in conventional medicine, your choices are to take medication to stop your thyroid from overproducing, to have your thyroid ablated with iodine-131, or to have it surgically removed. So, you know, my book, The Autoimmune Solution, well, of course, and The Thyroid Connection both go into this, but, you know, that didn't really sit well with me. I'd entered medical school actually knowing that I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing today, which is functional medicine, mm-hmm. but I just didn't really know how to get there. So I took all my electives of integrative medicine, and holistic medicine, and I went and spent a month with Andrew Weil when I was a fourth year medical student. And anyway, so none of these sort of conventional approaches actually sat well with me. But I eventually tried the medication first. I tried PTU, and that was to shut down my thyroid's production. And several weeks later, I felt horrific and contacted my doctor. And turns out I was literally one in a million where my where the medication was starting to destroy my liver. Enzymes, wow. Yeah, were very elevated. So mm-hmm. I basically was told to get in bed and to not go to class and to basically get off the medication and wait till my liver recovered. And then at that point, I really had to decide what I was going to do. And, you know, ablation or to have my thyroid surgically removed. And, you know, I searched and searched and searched and I couldn't find anything on the internet. I didn't know a me back then. There really weren't many me's. There still aren't a lot of me's in the world, but there certainly were none 20 years ago. And so, you know, I knew nothing else other than to have my thyroid ablated, which is really one of the biggest regrets that I have in my life. And, you know, even though conventional medicine, you know, solved my Graves' disease by blowing up my thyroid, or so they, you know, so conventional medicine would say they solved my Graves' disease, I knew they really hadn't. And, you know, nobody in my family had autoimmunity. So I really went on this big search to figure out what had happened to me, why it happened to me. And I eventually found functional medicine, which is, you know, getting down to the root of what's going on with you. And, of course, took 2 years worth of classes through the Institute for Functional Medicine, eventually opened up my clinic, and then, of course, wrote two New York Times bestselling books, The Autoimmune Solution and The Thyroid Connection. And I have people flying from all over the world now. You know, I wasn't able to save my thyroid. And so I say conventional medicine failed me, and it's my mission to not have it fail you too. And that's really what gets me up every day, because I've been through this and I know what extremes I had to go through. And I've since, you know, helped many people reverse Graves' disease, and they didn't have to do any of the three choices that were offered, you know, to me. And they have full functioning thyroids, and they were able to get rid of their antibodies and their symptoms. And so, you know, I know that it's possible. And I work, of course, with people with all types of autoimmune conditions, not just thyroid autoimmune conditions, from, like I said, all over the world. And I see it's possible every day. And when you address the underlying root causes of why you gotten here in the first place, many times, not always, but many, many times, you can, you know, stop it, or you can even reverse it, which is, you know, getting rid of the symptoms, often getting off really harsh medications, and of course, often having the antibodies decrease or flat out go away.
Indeed. Well, I want to circle back to solutions for autoimmune thyroid problems, whether it's Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is far more common than Graves' disease, but it intrigues me that you're able to control some of these very inflamed, damaged Graves' patients, because those patients can be a challenge. But before we get to that, to particulars, let's define the scope of autoimmune disease. What are some of the autoimmune diseases, and why do they seem to be so pervasive in America today?
So there are over 100 named autoimmune diseases. So obviously I'm not going to go through that full list, but ones that people are most familiar with are probably, as you mentioned, Hashimoto's, Graves, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, Sjogren's, scleroderma, and you know, the rise, you know, has increased threefold over the last 50 years. So it's like, you know, like autism. I mean, it kind of can't just be our genetics, right? And we haven't gotten better at diagnosing autoimmunity. You know, I mean, the same blood test that I use for people with Graves and Hashimoto's have been there for years and years. So these are, you know, it's not some new way of discovering something. It's just that there actually really is more autoimmunity. And so, you know, my belief is that it really, not just mine, but, you know, the theory out there, and there are plenty of research papers to support this, is that the environment has an impact. And so, you know, I've found five environmental factors that I write about in both of my books that really seem to play a role in not only autoimmunity, but all chronic illness. And that is, you know, the fact that we are eating heavily processed foods, our soil has been depleted, our, you know, we're eating genetically modified and hybridized foods, it's being sprayed with Roundup. So there's a lot of problems with our food supply. And then we also have leaky gut, which food, you know, and Roundup and things like that definitely are contributing to leaky gut. But many of us have leaky gut, which Dr. Alessio Fasano out of Harvard, you know, says that that really needs to be, that is a precursor to having autoimmunity. And then we're living in a very, very toxic world. You know, there are 80,000 chemicals out in use, and many of them have been approved in less than 3 weeks. And much of the research is, you know, done by the chemical company itself. We are stressed out humans, you know, with the ability to have technology, you know, at our whim all the time, being able to travel to different places, working long hours.
And it's been shown demonstrably that stress can have an impact on the immune system, that it may skew the immune response in a certain way, correct?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely one of the most undervalued, you know, factors that we have for many people. And yeah, I mean, you know, so acute stress is meant to be there to help us get through something, right? If a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you, you have, you know, your cortisol comes out, you run away, and then it goes back down, and you're no longer stressed. But unfortunately, whether it's, you know, real stressors, perceived stressors, there are stressors. And I mean, you could look at, you know, I've had this conversation with people. I mean, you could look at everything that I just mentioned to you as a stressor. You could look at food as a stressor, mm-hmm. or certain foods as stressors, yep. and certain toxins as stressors. You could look at the fact that we have a leaky gut, and then you're being exposed to these infections, toxins and foods as stressors. So, I mean, you know, stressors aren't just what we're thinking of, like I've worked 70 hours this week and I'm stressed, or I got in a fight with my husband and so I'm stressed. I mean, stress can be real, it can be perceived, and then stress can be things that we, you know, often are not even perceiving as being a stress, an infection on the body. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we have chronic stress, the studies show that it actually over time suppresses your immune system to 40 or 70% below baseline. So that's pretty important. And then I briefly mentioned in there, but infections, I mean, there are a number mm-hmm. of infections through a process called molecular mimicry or cross-reactivity or a mechanism of, you know, look-alike that have been implicated in a whole host of autoimmune conditions. So just to recap that, our diet, leaky guts, toxins, infections, and stress seem to be the five triggers that I see, certainly in autoimmunity and thyroid dysfunction, if not all chronic illness.
And each patient may have a different pie chart. For some patients, it may be predominantly diet. For other patients, it may be predominantly an infection, say Yersinia in the gut, which could be associated with certain forms of autoimmunity.
That's absolutely correct. So I tell people I could have five people in front of me with Hashimoto's or rheumatoid arthritis, and the reason that they have it could be different for each five of them. Now, of course, after you've written the book, The Autoimmune Solution, very few people come into my office and it's just one thing. It's typically all five pieces of that chart. But as you mentioned, it's which one of these is, you know, because it's overwhelming to be dealing with all five of these things at one time. So I take a systematic approach, and typically most everybody or the first place I start is diet and gut, because by cleaning up the gut and part of cleaning up the gut is cleaning up the diet, and with nearly 80% of our immune system in our gut, you know, healing that gut is so vastly important. But for other people, you know, it might be something else, you know, more important to start with, but typically it's diet and gut. And then we move into what's the next most important one. Is it stress? Is it toxins? Is it infection? You know, which one of these things do we need to focus on, you know, next?
Well, you know, looking at your own personal case, and, you know, you've done some retrospective analysis on your own situation. I've read your bio, and you come from a very healthy background. Your family was very into natural medicine. And yet, what do you think were the ingredients that caused you at a relatively young age to develop a serious autoimmune problem?
So I've just finished writing an article about MTHFR that will be going out in my newsletter actually tomorrow. And I think that, you know, for me,
how can people sign up for that? Because that would be a valuable resource.
Sure. So as a gift to them, we have, if you go to gutrecipes.com, they'll get they can sign up for my newsletter and get a free ebook that has 35 gut healing recipes as well as ways to heal your gut. Or they can simply go to my website, which is amymyersmd.com, and Myers is MYERS.
Great.
So I just finished writing an article on MTHFR, which is a genetic SNP, and the more mutations you have at that gene, the less able you are to detoxify. And I do think that detoxifying is we're detoxing every day. But those of us who don't do that well, we get into trouble. You know, there have been very few people, literally less than 10 out of thousands of patients that I've seen that have no mutations at MTHFR. Well, I happen to have two at the main C677T. So my ability to detoxify or process heavy metals is, you know, I can only do that, you know, about a tenth of what someone who doesn't have any mutations.
So you have a double hit. You're homozygous. So that was
homozygous.
Double hit for 677.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
Yeah. Yep. So for me, I'm not saying that that's all that it was, but I mean, I think that you take, I mean, I had all the good stuff in the beginning. I was, you know, born by vaginal delivery. I was breastfed. My parents knew about yogurt. We made homemade yogurt when I was little, you know, had the microbiome, I think, going for me. Never really took antibiotics as a child. My father was an international studies professor. China was a specialty, so we would do herbs and things like that. So as you said, I mean, you know, looking at it from a foundational aspect, it looked like everything was going well for me. So,
but you were also on, and through your family history, you were sort of on a granola diet. That was a diet that was popular when you were growing up, and it was thought to be all the rage, vegan, vegetarian-based diet.
Yeah, so I was just about to get in that. So at 14, so I became a vegetarian at 14. So eating lots of grains and legumes, lots of tofu. I mean, right before I got diagnosed with Graves, I mean, it was tofu cheese, it was tofu turkey, it was tofu, you know. Right. Lots of soy. Prior to that, I had been in the Peace Corps, and, you know, just looking at back to the MTHFR and heavy metals, I did eat tuna fish. So I ate lots of tuna in high school and college, even though I wasn't, I wasn't a vegan, but I was a vegetarian. So I ate lots of tuna fish. Every Wednesday for 3 months in the Peace Corps was shot day. So I got shot.
A lot of shots.
Lots of shots. I spent 6 weeks traveling in China with my father in college. So I had I had several mercury fillings. So certainly heavy metals were a problem for me. So if you look at it, you know, I had likely leaky gut because I was eating lots of grains and legumes. Later discovered, you know, I was eating Ezekiel bread. So I was eating, you know, whole grain, you know, probably the best commercial bread that there is out there, sprouted grain bread. But still, I had a gluten issue. So I had a leaky gut. I had SIBO. I had candida, probably from all of my rice and beans and all that kind of stuff. I had a gluten issue and I was eating that. Then, you know, I had heavy metal overload. I had mono in high school. And then my mother died of pancreatic cancer 4 months after getting diagnosed.
So,
I was in med school. Yes, right.
Which inherently is a stress. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you add all that together.
It's like a perfect storm. You know, we do see that when we look at patients with these kind of conditions, as we put together all the antecedents, and in a predisposed person, add a big burden of toxicity, stress, the wrong diet, the lack of nutrients, and boom, an autoimmune condition emerges.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So right there, I had all five, all five pieces of that pie chart. So,
So in terms of thyroid, you make the contention in your book, The Thyroid Connection, that it's virtually impossible to heal Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a major cause of low thyroid. It's not enough just to get on thyroid medication. You need to fundamentally change your diet.
Well, certainly, you know, it's the reason, you know, my first book is called The Autoimmune Solution, because I really felt like in that book, the entire solution is right there. Like, you could not work with the doctor and get your solution. The reason I didn't call the thyroid connection, the thyroid solution, one, there was already a book called that. And two, I felt that, you know, if you are a person like myself who doesn't have a thyroid, or you've had enough damage to your thyroid that you still need life-saving supplemental thyroid hormone, you really need to be working with a doctor to make sure you're on the right dose, you're getting the right type, you're getting the right lab test. So that book is much more of a partnership with your doctor. And I wrote it intending for people to be able to continue to work with their conventional physician. I mean, that's great if you can find a functional medicine physician, but so many people can't, or they can't afford it, or whatever. And so that book was really meant to be something that they could take to their conventional physician. And so in there, you know, of course, conventional medicine's treatment for Hashimoto's, or somebody like myself after having your thyroid ablated and not having one, is just to give you Synthroid. And, you know, Synthroid can work really well for some people, but for a lot of people, it doesn't. And, you know, so if you are somebody, like I said, who hasn't caught this early, hasn't got it just in the inflammatory stage, but you've caught it, or you're now finding out about this 10, 15, 20 years later, and there's been enough damage to your thyroid, the likelihood is that you'll still need some supplemental thyroid hormone. And if you have autoimmune thyroid disease, you know, you're three times more likely to get another autoimmune disease if you don't really figure out the root cause of why you had the first one. And you're really not doing yourself a service. You're really just getting on the supplemental thyroid hormone and you're leaving that fire brewing in your system. So
you might feel bad for several reasons. One, because you're not getting the right thyroid, which might be natural thyroid or a combination of two synthetic thyroids, T4 and T3. Or alternatively, you might be on the right thyroid, precisely the right dose, but you feel lousy because some other autoimmune problem is simmering in your body because you simply address the thyroid problem without fundamentally addressing your autoimmunity.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm sure that there are people who never address their autoimmunity and, you know, they happen to be on a good dose and they're doing great. I mean, that's wonderful if that's the case. I would still encourage that person to seek the root cause of why they got in that boat, because their next autoimmune disease may not be as easily quote unquote treatable. You know, it might be scleroderma. It might be multiple sclerosis. It might be rheumatoid arthritis. And those things are not as easily quote unquote treatable from a conventional standpoint. You know, those require, they could be painful. It could be immunosuppressive drugs. Of course, following a program like I recommend, you know, you could keep yourself out of the boat, or if you get in that boat, hopefully get back out of the boat. But that really is the reason, even if you're somebody listening and you're like, oh, I'm on supplemental thyroid hormone and I actually feel pretty good. Well, the first step is to see, do you have antibodies? Because most doctors don't even check to see if you have antibodies, because in their opinion, certainly when it comes to, you know, Hashimoto's, their belief is that, oh, your thyroid isn't working properly, take some Synthroid, we're done with the situation. And so whether it's Hashimoto's or not, they don't treat it any differently. And to me, there's a vast difference. One is your body is confusing itself and attacking your thyroid, or it's not. You have low thyroid for some other reason, which of course I talk about in the book as well, which could be, you know, the other halides, chloride, fluoride, bromide, too much of that and not enough iodine in your system. It could be not having the nutrients that you need to make or convert your thyroid hormone, which I also talk about, you know, having magnesium, B vitamins, iron, zinc, selenium. So I formulated a multivitamin to go along, you know, with the book, because I couldn't find a good multi out there that really had everything you need to support your thyroid. So there's a whole host of other reasons why somebody could have, they could be super stressed out. They could be somebody who exercises heavily and their body is in starvation mode and they're converting more to reverse T3 than they are free T3, the most active form of the thyroid hormone. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why somebody could be hypothyroid and it not be Hashimoto's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nuanced thing. And that's why I think thyroid self-care is a little challenging and really need help from an experienced practitioner like yourself. Okay, so this is a good point at which to pause, because our audience knows we divide these podcasts into two parts. In part two, I want to talk particulars in terms of, you mentioned some supplements, but I want to go into greater depth. And I also want to talk about a particular protocol for Graves' disease, which is a very challenging and potentially dangerous condition. Our guest is Dr. Amy Myers, author of The Autoimmune Solution. By the way, she has a 6-week program, which is available via her website, which is dramymyers.com. Is
no,
that correct?
AmyMyersMD.com.
AmyMyersMD.com.
But I honestly, if you type in Dr. Amy Myers, yeah, I think you'll get there, because at one point that was my website.
Yeah, I mean, these days, Google it, you know.
Right.
And the, however, there's a poet named Myers too, pretty famous. So she's not
there. Is yes. Yeah. If you Google me, it actually it's really funny. It has all my pictures, and then it has her bio. So when you Google me, I'm not 80 years old when it shows up in the corner over there.
Well, you look great for 80. I mean, I see your picture.
Yeah, I know.
And then of course there's The Thyroid Connection, her other book, and when we return, more on the subject of autoimmunity and thyroid problems. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.